Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
ESPN Milwaukee's Gabe Neitzel in the house with us this morning. Of course, want to ask you about the Packers, the Badgers, all that ahead. Are you going to make fun of Greendale again on your show today?
No, we might. Right. It's certainly possible.
What's your problem over there?
What do you mean, what's our problem? Apparently, you guys have a problem over there.
We do not have a problem.
Well, so Chewy is an observer of the human condition. You know, he makes a lot of observations. And earlier this week on our show, he just happened to notice, as someone who, you know, knows people from Greendale, that, you know, a lot of them kind of marry one another and don't really leave the center of town too often.
All right. We call it the bubble in Greendale, and
okay,
I'm not
so a
bubble
thing.
Person.
Yes, so it's a real thing.
Right.
So are you not in the bubble because I mean, you've got the Tosa East, you know,
yes.
You got the pullover on today. So
East,
you're
not, West today.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, talk about
But I'm saying, like, so because you weren't born in the bubble, can you get access to the bubble if
not
you're
really.
Born outside
now
of it?
No, you're always an outsider.
Yeah.
Now, my children, perhaps, right, because they've grown up there.
Sure, because they were born into the bubble.
Right. What else was Chewy's problem? He brought food. He brought food to a party.
Okay, so he's...
I don't mean to bring you in here to account for everything that Chewy says.
No, please. No, that's, honestly, I am kind of like his handler. Like, if anybody wants to get to him here, they've got to go through me first. I kind of filter it, and then if it, you know, actually has to get to the big guy, I'll you know, rein him in. So he had he was invited over to a friend's house for dinner. His wife was out of town, and they thought, oh, Chewy's wife said, oh, come over for dinner.
They adopt him for the evening.
Yeah, they adopt him for the evening, which, yeah, very nice. Well, his wife came back early, and he wasn't sure if they were going over to this said friend's house anymore, so he bought burgers that night for him and his wife to eat. Well, apparently they still, still come on over. We made some chicken noodle soup. And I don't know if, I mean, when we say Chewy, for those unfamiliar, Mark Chmura, 3-time Pro Bowl tight end, Super Bowl champion, still looks like he could play in the NFL. Like 6'5", 250 pounds, works out every day, chiseled out of stone. The guy probably needs to eat a little bit more than you and
okay,
me, Vince.
Okay.
In
his
order
daily
to be
caloric
full.
Intake
yes,
would
yeah,
be
just,
higher than
just because
we
of
common
the sheer
folk.
Size of the human. So he's thinking, well, chicken noodle soup, that's not really a meal. You know, hey, do you guys mind? I bought some burgers. Do you mind if I bring over the burgers? And, you know, you would think this would not be an issue because he's offering to bring food. And he said they were kind of put off by it. I suppose you can. I guess so. And he did. And he grilled up the burgers there because chicken noodle soup wasn't going to fill the big guy up.
So what's the etiquette there? Are you allowed to bring an entree? Because oftentimes you are expected to
what
bring
can I
something,
bring?
Right? Yeah.
What can I bring?
Whether it's wine
bring
or a
wine.
Dessert or
nice
something.
Nice bread.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the thing. If you are serving soup, like, you got to have a hearty bread. Like, soup by itself is
for
not,
sure.
It's not a dinner. Like, this was dinner. This wasn't lunch. You know, nice light lunch or something. No, this was dinner. You need something that's going to, you know, fulfill you at the end of the meal.
What was the nature of the soup? I mean, there's chicken noodle soup, and then there's chicken noodle soup. Was this like a robust sort of, was it like a booyah?
I mean, there's some good.
I mean, was
soup
there a lot of stuff in there?
I can't imagine. Yeah. I mean,
that
it's,
can be
at
a
the
meal.
End of the day, it's still chicken noodle. Chicken noodle can't be a meal.
So he actually went outside and cooked on the grill while
yeah,
they
he
were
did.
Cooked
yes.
his own dinner.
Yeah, he did. And apparently that was also an issue because his buddy is a little OCD and had to like clean the grill right after Chewy was done using it.
Now that's a little bit. Hey, I brought these burgers that I need to use your grill on.
That's
I mean,
out
that's,
of bounds. Right.
Asking a man to use his grill.
If he would have brought over the burgers prepared, that's a different story. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a sack of burgers from Five Guys or something like that. I brought a little something extra to supplement.
A sack of burgers.
Before you leave, Dave.
No, let's continue on the soup and the burgers.
With the Vikings losing last night and the Packers playing Jacksonville, in Jacksonville, of course, great opportunity here, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a great opportunity for the Packers to pull even with Minnesota. You just got to hope that they don't overlook this game because Jacksonville has struggled, and there is that game with Detroit, who's in first place with just one loss in the division, looming next week at Lambeau Field. And, I mean, the Packers... They should outmatch them, right? Like, they're just a better team, but hopefully Jordan Love cleans up the turnovers, because when you start turning the ball over at the clip that Love has, if he has one or two more interceptions like he did last week, that's how a team like Jacksonville ends up hanging around.
Bucky going to get rolled tomorrow?
Yeah, it's not. Come on. It's not. I mean, it's a night game.
It's
so
a good thing it's Halloween
like,
and homecoming.
There is some magic inside Camp Randall Stadium when it's under the lights. Mm-hmm. But look, I mean, they just don't have the athletes that Penn State does.
That would be. It is an opportunity for a signature win for Luke Fickell.
He needs one.
You get a win under the lights against 100%. The number three team in the land.
As much as there was chirping about Fickell earlier this season after some of those losses, if they pull off a win against the number three team in the country, I think it's going to be a different tune for a lot of Bucky fans on Sunday morning.
6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Thanks, Gabe.